Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka.
Let's go! Oh, what's up, everybody? It's the Super Flexible Podcast. That's about as good as you're going to get from Steve, because he's not here. I got my boy at @DFF_Swags here. What's up?
I'm here. I made it. Finally made it.
I didn't tell you who I was. I'm at @FL2DrinkMinimum. That way we don't have to do that again. But we got a special guest. Swags, who did we bring? Do we know this cat?
We know this cat. A huge friend of the show. Been a friend for a while. But he also has his own show, does a lot of cool stuff on his own. We've got Dr. Mill from Break from the Grind podcast. Some would say the better half. Dr. Mill, what would you say?
I would say the only half.
The only half? Like that. Two-thirds.
There you go. And not just by weight.
Yeah. And they've recently broke up. They used to live together, and now they don't.
Yeah, now we record like you guys, where we don't get to look into each other's eyes lovingly. We sit far apart. And
I think it's nice for the listeners to not have Sharpies thrown across the room.
It's nicer for me. That way I can call George racist. He's not really, by the way. But I can call George racist and not have things thrown at me.
But seriously, you guys do a great job. You put on a great show. I suggest checking it out. You guys talk some football, but they talk a lot of different stuff. And it's exactly as the title said. It's a break from the grind, and kind of even in the sense of fantasy football, kind of a break from that. But two guys that are definitely in that scene as well.
Yeah. So what we did basically was we used to work right next to each other too, and we used to get in these epic arguments. People would come in and at their lunch break and just listen to us argue about random stupid things. And we thought, well, if somebody at work is willing to sit through their lunch and listen to it, maybe somebody at home would listen to it too. And it's been kind of fun, and people seem to like it, so we keep doing it.
So that's not the only podcast you were a part of. Last year you joined Sleeper Wire, and seems like you were on almost all the shows that they had at some point or another, including the Sunday Blitz, where you guys are just rapid fire and fantasy questions away. And you got something new coming up, so I don't know if you want to jump into a little bit of that, but you're definitely into the fantasy world on multiple areas now.
We got invited to join the Sleeper Wire team at the end of the off season last year. We were on their Monday night shows every week. We were on Sunday Blitz every week, and then we filled in where we could here and there. And then Dirty Jobs Mike, George, and myself are going to be doing a podcast for newbies. We're calling it Fantasy Football University. So we are taking email. Yeah. Listen, it wasn't taken. I couldn't believe it. I went and checked, and we were able to buy the URL for $2.99. I don't know if GoDaddy's blowing smoke, but they say it's worth $1,000 now just because I bought it.
Wow. Solid.
Yeah. I will take anybody who wants to buy it for $1,000. You can have it right now. Anyway, bowing out before it starts.
I'm out.
So we're gonna take a female who's never played fantasy football before, and we're gonna teach her all about fantasy football in the off season. She's gonna mock draft with us on Sleeper Wire's Metal Mock Monday. She's gonna be in the Sleeper Wire Pro-Am.
I thought George had played fantasy football before.
Different female. Listen. He's got about the same skills, so he gets to teach her on that level. But, so we're going to teach her how to play fantasy football, and we're going to see if we can make her a champion.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. So last week we went into AFC. I'm just going to skip news, by the way, if not that anybody else is looking at show notes here. But we're going to get into all that anyway. So last week we went into AFC team needs.
You act like I'm not pulling the notes up right now to look at them.
There it is, right now. You can jump on. But we are going to do NFC teams. So obviously it's super flex. So in relation to the weapons there and how we're going to see them used fantasy wise, obviously I have all the teams listed here for the NFC. Is there anywhere you guys want to start? Should we save your bucks for the end, Dr. Mill?
Oof. I'm actually super excited for the Bucks this year.
Arians is there, see the light and the
I kind of wanted to maybe add a different a couple different names to this, and some imaginary cuts or some speculative cuts and some what ifs, and they're not the greatest guys, but last week it seems like we had a lot of Funchess and Golden Tate and Tyrell Williams.
Yeah.
Do you think Alan Hearns is done? Do you think Vernon Davis is done? Like those guys, if they get cut or go somewhere else, could they be productive somewhere? Torrey Smith, will he get cut or go anywhere? Because, I mean, let's be honest, the free agency doesn't look that good. It's starting to make all these rookie wide receivers look a little bit more appetizing.
I don't know. So is Alan Hearns going to play? He had a really bad injury last time we saw him play.
I mean, he could. He's definitely a cut candidate.
I like Gallup on the other side of Amari there anyway. So, yeah, if they can get out of him for a decent amount, I don't mind that at all. But where are you looking for him to go? I don't know that.
I'm looking for him to get his leg put back on right.
Like, if he plays again? Is that where you're at with this?
No, not saying if he plays again. I'm just, I want almost basically everybody we've already mentioned before that you won't let me say this week. So.
Oh, we can still say them.
No, I'm not going to. You made it clear.
It'll just be the golden rule of the NFC landing spots this week.
We're just going to do the same title. Make your job easy too. I like it.
Yeah. Let's just start with our Super Bowl champs then, and we'll start with the Rams. I mean, what do they need
to stay healthy at the right times? Most of their money is more on the defensive side. You know, with some of those 1 year guys that they do. So I feel like they're good. They rock and roll. They probably bring your boy C.J. Anderson to carry most of the load for Gurley during the season next year in flip flop.
You think they sign C.J. Anderson? Keep him around.
There's at least another running back coming in. If it's not him,
yeah, I don't see how they don't. Not with the way he's been in the last half of the season.
Yep, because it took C.J. Anderson all year to find a role, even after he was cut. So it's not like teams are knocking on his door.
No, for sure, but just in relation to Gurley, you know what I mean? There will be another running back there to take care of you. Do you think they go right back to handing the ball to Gurley 25, 30 times, you know, in weeks 1 through 14?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. I think there is another running back in play next year that takes more away from Gurley during the regular season than we probably want fantasy-wise. I'm not saying he's still not an RB1, but maybe it slides back a little bit because they want him to share and help the team better. Y'all don't see that at all, or you think it's right? You know what I mean?
No, I think committee comes into play a little bit. I'm a little surprised we didn't see more Kelly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He looked so good early in the preseason, and you know everybody snapped him up during drafts at the end just in case.
Then we saw Malcolm Brown.
And then you saw Malcolm Brown. Yep. And then he got hurt, but you still never saw Kelly.
Yep.
And they got TJ, yeah.
Maybe the Rams would be a good team for a tight end.
But Vernon Davis there. And Higbee there.
What have they done besides like been talked about?
But they're cheap at this point. Like, absolutely. I don't see they have two and they're younger guys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that Vernon Davis is the missing piece here. You got Josh Reynolds, and whenever we get Cooper Kupp back, they kind of concentrate through that middle part of the area anyways. So
I think if Vernon Davis plays, he's probably not going to cost a lot. And to your point, he'd probably like end up just staying with the Redskins where he's already at, and he probably won't demand a lot of money if he continues to play, right? I mean,
right.
So yeah, that probably doesn't work. I just wanted to find somebody to put on the Rams, but
I don't see... Go ahead.
DeSean Jackson says he wants to play for the Rams. I mean, they don't need him.
The speed, yeah. I mean, sweet.
You know, but he wants to be there. Like, I think if you ask most players, do you want to be in the team that was in the Super Bowl last year? I think everybody would say yes.
I mean, do you want to pay for a Sean McVay offense and you're a speedy wide receiver? Yeah, sign me up. Maybe Tyrell Williams. Yeah, I don't see how the Rams spend money in free agency and really even the draft in fantasy relevant situations. You know, maybe it's offensive line and, you know, trying to re-sign some of those defensive guys or drafting defensive guys to take place of, you know, massive 1 year or, you know, easy guys to cut after the first year because of the way they set up those deals.
I think DeSean Jackson would be great for the Detroit Lions. Like, just that speedster.
We're jumping everywhere. I like it.
I'm looking through the teams. Like maybe this Seattle. I like the Lions. Do you think, like,
Marvin Jones is there, right? Like I know he got hurt, but he's coming back.
He's coming back. And
so you wanna bring Jackson to the outside there too?
They don't, even at his age, they don't have that kind of speed on the team.
I hear you. Is this a team that wants to throw the ball 600 times now with Patricia, or are we gonna get?
You're absolutely right. Like as far as Patricia mindset goes, but Stafford has that arm. That would be fun for me as a Lions fan. Like Stafford has that arm.
Sure, and that's what we want fancy. But I don't. I feel like that team is slowly moving away from that a little bit. No,
not slowly. They dumped. They dumped Golden Tate. They did it quick. Now, if they could just let go of Blunt.
Oh, they will, though. I don't think Blunt will be around.
And he's a free agent again. I think that was a one-year deal, so.
I mean, where else? Like, maybe a Packer. I'll have him be a Packer now. Aaron Rodgers to Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that combination?
Be pretty sick, actually.
Packers generally don't spend money free agent-wise to bring a guy in like that, but maybe at a cheap enough discount.
You know what would hurt is watching him go to the Saints.
Oh, as a Bucs, that would hurt. The opposite, Michael Thomas.
I like it, though. It messes up Traquan Smith, but man.
Is Ted Ginn still there?
Yeah, but would you rather have Ted Ginn or Deshaun Jackson?
Jackson.
Deshaun, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But that doesn't, I mean, the Saints went and got Ginn from the Panthers, so it's not like they didn't know what they were getting into there. What about the Giants? Are we thinking they draft a quarterback? No chance they bring a free agent in? What are you guys feeling? I feel like it's Eli's team again, at least in the beginning next year.
I think that they try to wait the one more year, get into that 2020 draft or see
so
if
it's
they
all
can
Eli's
get around free agency or something, maybe a trade.
I'm going to get a whole nother year to Eli?
Listen, I'm not going to say Eli wasn't great last year, but once I got a little bit of that offensive line figured out, He was better, right?
And you got to think they go to that a little bit more in this draft. This is supposed to be a really good offensive line draft deep, too. So let's short up some more because he was still moving around, you know, even towards the end.
I think that there were quarterbacks that played like 8 to 10 games that finished with more fantasy points than Eli Manning. Honestly, like I'm not making a joke, you know.
No, but I'd like to see what his back half of the season was compared to the front half of the season.
He had a stretch there that was decent for sure, like 3-4 games. So I hear you.
But I think you'll get a little time out of Eli. You definitely want like whoever they draft or probably Kyle Loletta. But
not Loletta. I'm gonna give up on him.
No. He didn't want to play so much behind that offensive line. He cursed out a cop.
Right. Don't make me do it.
They were gonna start him, and he's like, you know, how can I get out of this?
Called up Chad Kelly for some tips.
Here's a vacuum.
He was this close to kicking somebody in a hallway on a camera right there with Kareem Hunt.
I'm gonna stay in that same division. The Redskins. I saw that it is unlikely Alex Smith to play this coming year.
Yeah, I saw that too. So what do they do at quarterback?
Colt McCoy's under contract. He had almost the same injury without an infection. So I don't know that he'll necessarily be ready, even if that's the route they want to go.
I think at that point they go Josh Johnson. But I think they bring somebody
he's
in.
He's not even under contract.
Nope,
so
not yet.
Is this a team that wants to go bridge to Foles? Or
Tyrod Taylor or Foles? Or maybe Bridgewater. I think if they can get him.
What about a Flacco release?
Flacco.
And finally get Dotson down the field? Is he still a thing?
Was he a thing?
Maybe. No. This offensive line was decimated. That's going to be better.
Guys will be back. Or there.
Another infection, but the latest videos look really good of him working out, and he looks strong and moving, so let's hope that stays. I'm really excited to see what guys can do. That allowed Adrian Peterson to get more than 1,000 yards.
Yeah, do we think Geis is going to do better than Peterson did this year? I mean,
So that's kind of where I was going at. I'm a little afraid that, you know, depending on who's the quarterback there, or if it's Josh Johnson or whatever, like, aren't we going to see teams just stack the box against Geis? He might get, you know, 20 rushes a game, but if he's doing it against 8 in the box each time, you know what I mean? It's going to be tough. tough sledding.
I think it depends on when we start to see a healthy Geis. Is he going to be playing?
But if you don't
respect
anything else. Yeah, I think we'll see him in preseason some, but that's when he got hurt, right?
I think if he's strong and playing, like, I think he'll be fine.
Don't you think they have to bring Peterson back, though?
I mean, he might be there. He might be a part of the team, right?
If Geis is healthy, then you have to release Peterson as, like, you know what I mean, going in. I don't think you can keep him there and say you're going to play the backup role.
And Peterson had a decline at the end of the season, too.
Sure. I mean, again, and that offensive line got worse and worse as the year went on, and Adrian Peterson's, you know, 150 and got older the more he touched the ball. So
I'm all about buying Geis right now if I can get a hold of him, for sure.
You give a 2020 first?
Yeah.
A 2019 early and a 2020 first?
Early? How early is early?
I don't know. 103, 104, and a 2020 first?
Nah, I think that's a little much.
Where do you put early at then?
I'd give you a 103.
By itself?
Yeah, I'll give you a 102. I'll give you a 101.
They'll give me a 101 this year. I think I'm going to tell you guys. And we haven't even seen it, and there's a question mark there. 105 and your 2021st. You can have guys right now. Let's walk. I'll give you a 2019 third back. Make it happen.
I don't know.
Pass. Get out of here.
I might have to wait until later.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
You want to move him pretty bad.
So the only thing we didn't talk about in that division is the Eagles. They're not bringing Foles back, right? They owe him $20 million, $22 million, somewhere in there. Wentz is only making $9 million. But is Wentz going to be ready? Like, we're not afraid of that?
I think you have to be afraid of it, right? He wasn't ready to start this season, even though they said he would.
So you can't pay Foles $20 million. But you could go get one of these other guys for maybe a little less, or is that kind of the number? We saw Glennon get 18 mil, 20 mil to not even play.
Yeah, he was going to be the starter, though. Like, they wouldn't have given him 18 to 20 million if they were going to take Trubisky and start him.
I know, but even when he went to, Arizona, and then they brought Sam there, even after that, like, he got a bunch of money. So then do they draft the quarterback? And when do you do that? And you're wasting that pick because you have Wentz just a few years ago.
Nah, I think you signed somebody like Fitzpatrick.
Okay, I don't mind that.
You get somebody like Fitzpatrick. Yeah, you get somebody like Fitzpatrick who's got game play and a bunch of recent gameplay. But in the hopes
knows
that
he's on a short window. Yeah. Yep. I like Fitz. I don't know. I've heard that.
And I don't mind it, but I kind of like, and who knows what's going to happen with this situation, but I kind of liked Fitzgerald or Tyrod Taylor on like the Cam Newton 1 year patch up.
Yeah.
In that offense, just the way he plays a little bit, but I don't mind him for Wentz. Like, I think Fitz is a smart guy. I think he's always doomed to kind of mess up a little bit here and there. He's a pretty rocky guy.
Well, have you seen, and us Bucks fans saw it this year, and I know when they made it, the Jets fans saw it. Have you seen the life cycle of Fitzpatrick?
No.
Sign as a backup. Have your starter go down and get hurt. Play amazing. Get extended and named starter. Fail miserably. Get released. Sign with a new team.
Start over. Repeat.
It's the Fitzpatrick team life cycle.
Yeah.
I like it. That's funny.
But man, I don't mind him for another season or two. Like, he's going to keep going around and I think patching up situations, though. I don't know.
So yeah, no chance he's staying in Tampa?
I don't think so.
Mr. Buck, you don't think so? You think he moves on and finds one of these deals where he can go play?
I bet he doesn't want to.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to start somewhere. I think he'd be happy to be a nice solid backup on a winning team.
Well, I mean, I don't think he wants to be a part of, like, the Buccaneers and that whole mess. And, like, you're the starter now. No, you're not. Now you are. No, you're not. No, you are. No, you're not. Like,
but Arians likes to air it out, and so does Fitz, man. He don't mind chucking it, so.
Yeah, I think Arians gets control of that. But Winston's his guy, so
at least
he's got at least one season of Winston as his guy. So Fitz isn't going to be starting here one way or the other.
I like it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if you guys heard that, that's my very last hop slam from my boy Swag. So cheers, had to save it.
Good stuff.
It's not time for a double shot yet, though. I just needed to start drinking. Realized I hadn't opened that one in a while. So we've covered that division. We already hit Packers a little bit and your Lions. Let's stay there. Let's do, who wants to do Vikings or Bears? Mark said go pick.
Let's do Vikings.
Nice. Hit it. What are they doing?
Oh, man. They
stay in the course.
They don't have, there's not a lot of fantasy relevant need there, is there?
Wide receiver three that's never going to get enough. I think Kyle Rudolph, you know, we saw him have one amazing game and like 15 really bad ones or mediocre ones. And that's how you finish middle tight end one, right?
I think they cut Kyle Rudolph.
And they go to
Tyler Conklin.
Yeah, there it is. Or this is a really solid tight end class and maybe they take another rookie?
Yeah, there you go. Maybe Vernon Davis.
Vernon, the old man Vernon Davis going up there, reuniting with Kirk Cousins. Oh, there Watch you go. Out.
That's it.
7 degrees separation from Vernon
Sitting
Davis.
Sitting on the couch with Alex Smith reminiscing. That's what Vernon Davis is going to be doing.
Massaging his infected leg. That got weird. The Bears. Mentioned a little bit when we had Madman on breakdown about Mr. Allen Robinson. I did throw it out there, like, they could cut him. There's getting a decent amount of money this next year with a $9 million. If he's going to be the wide receiver too, I know you don't believe that, but you keeping that? Like, this wide receiver core is
dead.
Tight ends are fine.
He's going to be there.
Yeah, so I think they'll draft, maybe later, they'll draft somebody, take a shot on one of these 80 wide receivers that are going to come out this year. But I think, you know, looking at the wide receiver landscape in free agency, it's not like you can replace Allen Robinson with anything better. So even if he ends up being the wide receiver too,
give my man Al a break, man.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if he ends up being two, because we think that Miller's going to do way better.
Is that you? Like, are you in that camp next year? The wide receiver to own in Chicago is
Miller.
Allen Robinson.
No, I'll take Miller because Miller's, I think, cheaper. I'm going to be able to get him a lot cheaper.
Absolutely. I like Miller. Like, I have no problem with that at all. But I think Allen Robinson will be the more productive fantasy wide receiver. And I think that if the Bears have an offensive need that they want to address in free agency or the draft, I think it'll be the running back.
Okay.
And yeah, I think, you know, maybe even you see somebody like Kareem Hunt there. We said the other night, or, you know, a bigger guy, but not, I don't think they want it to be Jordan Howard.
No, that team just looked worse when Jordan Howard was on the field.
Yeah.
The offense just slowed way down because he's not a fast guy.
Yeah.
They looked way more dynamic when they had somebody like Cohen on the field. So I could see somebody like Hunt going in there and just wrecking the NFC North.
Taking the suspension, maybe they play Howard for the first part of the season or something, and then give it to a real running back.
Nice. I'm trying to look here and see, did we cover your Bucks? Kind of. What do you want to do on your Bucks? Running back.
You think you guys draft a running back?
Oh, man.
TJ Yeldon?
I heard that. That would be so crazy.
Some TJ Yeldon to the Bucks?
I wouldn't mind TJ Yeldon. I'm not giving up on Ronald Jones yet. I think Ronald Jones was ruined by coaching staff. Like, even so, our season was over. We're running just a guy up the middle with Peyton Barber, and we're not even giving Ronald Jones 3 carries a game. It's I have a feeling he's gonna get a shake because he was in the second round. But I wouldn't mind signing Lev Bell. We'd have to cut a whole bunch of people to sign him, but I'd like to see Lev Bell behind that offensive line with those wide receivers.
So, I mean, just say that because, you know, Bruce Arians generally like to involve the pass catching running back. But I didn't love Yeldon when Swags first said that, but I don't mind that as the 1-2 punch if you're going to give Rojo the more of the, you know, between the tackles kind of work, or, you know what I mean, that kind of stuff, and have Yeldon come in and be that third down back. I don't know that that makes that much better situation for TJ Yeldon from where he is, but maybe just getting to be part of a Bruce Arians offense and seeing if you can kick the tires on another Florida team to be any better.
Right. Yeah, the coaching staff, I'm super excited to see Bruce Arians in Tampa. I want to see how we can ruin him like we do with all our coaches.
with Deshaun probably parting or not coming back, it seems like there were some talks there that they wanted him to stay, and now it seems maybe, or last it kind of seems like that was, you know, we're trying to put him on another team. Do you guys bring in, and Humphreys is also a free agent, so you're missing that slot guy too. Obviously, that'd be great for Godwin, but you got to bring another piece in there. You know what I mean? Do you think you re-sign Humphreys, or is this another one where let's go put another, you know, one or two rookies on this team from the draft and see if somebody pops?
Could potentially miss in Brate for part of the season as well.
That's true. And Howard, you know, Howard got hurt as well. So even if he comes back ready to go, you're not sure he's 100%, or you worry about him, you know, pulling a hammy or, you know, one of those kind of, you know, soft tissue injuries happening for him. So
yeah,
you guys gotta bring something else.
Yeah, I try my best to bring Humphreys back. I mean, he showed last year he had a really good stretch. Not even from a fantasy point of view, because from a fantasy point of view, it was good. But it was for the first couple weeks, it was hard to play him because you didn't trust it. And for the last couple weeks, you played him knowing that it was going to end. But from a team point of view, I try and get Humphreys back. He's got good chemistry with Jameis. He's a guy that when he gets the ball in his hands, if they don't have some dumb downfield penalty, he's going to get you 10 yards every time he catches that little bubble screen. So I like the idea of bringing him back and then rolling with Evans, Godwin, and Humphreys.
Nice.
What, maybe some Tyrell Williams or some Golden Tate?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'd love Tyrell Williams or Golden Tate.
For D-Jax. Not upgrade, but I mean, you know, a couple of years. So I like that.
Before we get away from Florida, so you guys are having some pretty bad weather, right?
It's so cold right now.
Is it freezing and stuff? Are your roads freezing up?
No. High today was 58.
Yeah, I think we got the 55.
That's not that bad. When you buy tires and stuff, do you have all season tires or any?
All weather tires.
Do you guys buy those down there?
We buy all weather tires because of the rain.
And mud.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of mud.
It's Florida. It's
when it rains. And there, yeah. That's how weather works.
I was just wondering.
All right, Max, how cold is it up there? Were you in 50?
Dude, it's been so crazy. When I went to work this morning, it feels like -39. That's not a joke.
I don't even know how to.
So yesterday I saw the internet meme going around. It's 105 degrees difference between here and Minneapolis.
Dude, that's so insane, isn't it?
105 degrees difference.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's supposed to be 40 degrees and raining on Monday.
I think we're back into the 80s next week.
It's crazy.
It's negative what now?
-39. And it was -25 in Antarctica at the same time I saw that. That's stupid.
Alaska was 25. Alaska was 25 and it was -20 here.
Yeah, so it's going to be, 60 to 80 degrees difference in the next couple days between where you are now and where you're going to be.
It sounds like you guys buy the same kind of tires as me.
I'm just saying. Sure. But we don't have to shovel snow before we go to work.
Yeah.
Two drink. Never. Can you imagine having to mow the grass before you go to work every day?
I'm going to get a at-home job. I'm never leaving.
Yeah.
Pass. That was a rough week, too. You're getting your car unstuck, and you're helping your neighbor get his car unstuck, and...
Forget the neighbor. I don't want my lungs to freeze. I heard you can't open your mouth there for too long or your lungs will freeze up.
It was so hard. I was coming home and I just finished getting my car unstuck after I took my son's friend home. And I drove by and I kind of look over and I'm like, oh, that would suck. So glad I'm already done with that. And then I'm like, God damn it. So I went over and helped, man.
You're a good person,
but you should be. That's what you're supposed to do. So
right, I mean, it's I would have helped too.
Yeah, but, the thing I keep thinking about is what do people with dogs do? Because I had to take my dog out in the rain. It rained Sunday. It rained all day, and I'm like, this is the worst. And then I heard it was -40 up there, and I'm like, what? Do you just let him go in the house?
But was it Jerry? Was it Jerry on Rookie Fever from Dynasty Warzone that said he's just gonna make his dog poop in his house?
Yeah,
he wasn't gonna let him out.
But see, there's, you know, like, I'm all about like going to help the guy out, get unstuck. But like, for example, like in the same night, there was a person in front of me at the self checkout line, and dude, I swear they had like a cart full of stuff. And dude, like, so much stuff. I was so annoyed. And the guy, like, looked to his girlfriend or whatever she was, and he's like, "Wow, you have a lot of stuff." And he happened to look up at me, and I go, "Yeah, a lot of stuff."
And you have, like, things in your hand? That's one of those.
And I go, and he's like, "Oh, man, are you really mad?" And I go, "Dude, it says 20 or less." And she goes, "Well, all those lines down there were super full." I go, "So is that what made it so you can't read?" And she's like, "No, it didn't make it so I can't read." And she kind of like got loud, so I just like stepped up and started scanning myself and kind of ended that. But man, like,
that was before or after you helped the people out of the snow?
That was sometime after.
And then you helped somebody in the snow. You're trying to make up for it.
You
had banked a good deed, and were like, "I can be a dick now," and it evens out.
I don't know. I have this grumpy ongoing problem in life. Like, am I the problem because of how I talked about the problem and how I handled the problem, or is the problem still the problem? Like, how do I become the problem just because I didn't handle it how somebody else would have? The problem's still the problem in those people that didn't know how to use the self-checkout and had no common courtesy at all.
I feel like both can be problems at once.
Yeah, lawbreakers.
You can both be problems at once, right? So you didn't handle it the best, and they didn't do the right thing, and you know, and then it gets worse.
It didn't get worse, though.
But if you didn't get off them, they'd never know they were doing bad.
Yeah. They knew.
How would they know to turn?
No, they knew. They just didn't care.
Well, maybe next time they'll think twice because there might be some weirdo that's going to yell at them for having like 22 items in the 20 item line.
That's right.
Watch out. Sniper man's coming to get you. Yeah, don't mess around with that line.
The moral of the story is help people get unstuck and help your neighbor. But
yell at them in the grocery store.
No.
It'd be great if it was the same person.
Wouldn't it, though? But
like, you helped them get up unstuck just so they could get in front of you in the grocery line.
That would be awesome.
I do that math when I get there, because we have 10 items or less, so I'll load up 10 things.
You guys, you're lying. You are the guy with tons of stuff in your cart that goes to the self-checkout, aren't you?
Well, so, two things. One.
Oh, my gosh.
One, I'll count my items, and if I get to 11 and I'm only at 11, you know what? Screw it. I'm only one over. You can deal with it.
Oh, but absolutely. Even a couple. I mean, a few.
Where's the line? Where's the line, bro?
But the other issue is now
a basket.
When you shop at Walmart now,
stuff in a basket.
When you shop at Walmart now, the self checkout lines are the only ones open. Because I was like you, I'd have like a box of spaghetti and exactly. And that one literally says 20 lines or 20 items or less. It's the only one with a cashier. You walk up with like a box of spaghetti and some spaghetti sauce, and you look and everybody's got carts and you want to be mad. And then you look down and they've got 100 registers and none of them are open. Right. And you go, "Okay, I guess this is my life now."
Right. That's a little different.
Moral of the story, don't go to Walmart.
You know what I like?
It's where it was, but I knew it. That's where it was.
I mean, it just goes back to like just be a nice person. Like, don't do shit to people that you don't want done to yourself. Like, everybody bitches about the person that does that, but what makes you the special person that can?
You know what? Since we're on this type of topic, and we're totally off fantasy football, I'm gonna throw out there.
Phillies and NFC, so it got all messed up.
When I go to work in the morning and I just want to buy my big gulp, don't buy cigarettes and scratch off tickets, stuff that takes the freaking cashier at the convenience store 20 minutes to pull. I don't care what number scratch off ticket it's at, dude. Just let me spend my 99 cents and get to work.
I want 2 6s, 3 5s. Give me 7 number 2s.
Yeah. Can you tell me what? Can you tell me what number roll number 4 is on?
No. See, but I'm going to nicely disagree with you instead of being rhetorical and trying to make you seem like some kind of crazy asshole.
It's my pet peeve. I know I'm crazy about this.
No, I totally agree with you.
I'm trying to get to work, man, and it's like...
Or like prepay for some gas or something, and then, yeah, got somebody out there using it like it's a freaking casino.
And then they're scratching the tickets in line.
Yeah. Check this one, please.
Yep.
We still have teams, by the way.
What are the Seattle Seahawks' needs?
There it is. Wide receiver or ability to want to throw the ball?
Yeah, that would help. Rashad Penny.
Like but that. Doug Baldwin bounce back?
Come on. That's gross.
But it's happening. Redraft wise, it's happening. I won't do it the other way, you know, in Dynasty.
No,
but
okay, so. Redraft. No, I don't think there's going to be much of a bounce back, but I don't think it's going to get any worse.
Efficiency comes down, though. Doesn't happen the
maybe,
same.
Yeah, like, maybe a little bit.
Touchdowns go to Baldwin, who was not healthy.
I don't think Baldwin's going to get any worse.
I think there needs to be a bet Robinson versus Baldwin.
I'll take A-Rob all day.
All right, I'll take Baldwin.
Okay, I'm glad you took it. I wasn't ready to do that.
I'm good.
So the loser is going to read.
I don't know if I'd go that far on it.
No, fair enough. We'll figure it out. I like the bet, though.
Well,
work. It's the wrong show, but you still have to work.
With that said, we'll figure out this bet. Fly over to GT Bets really quick, and then we've got to get over to Two Drinks Double Shots, a couple special twists to throw into that this week. And are we still going to finish all this other stuff up first?
We finished it. We're moving on. 49ers are going to get... a wide receiver, one way or another. We hit the rest of the teams.
Antonio Brown.
That's the I was gonna save it, but you ruined it. So we can go GT Bets now.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Superflex in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. gtbets.eu, it's game time.
Promo code Superflex. All right, Dr. Mel. Dr. Mel, I'm going to let you rewind for just a second. You want to put Tevin Coleman on the Niners? Is that just because the Shanahan relation, or you don't think they already have that in McKinnon?
Well, I mean,
or they released McKinnon, who is a cheap drop too. I think they come back. I think it's those guys, but I like Coleman there. I just don't know if they make that move.
I just worry about the health of all their running backs.
So bring in Tevin Coleman, who generally gets hurt too.
Yeah.
But maybe between all of them, somebody will stay healthy for at least
We're going to have Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
That's right. Steelers West. I don't mind it.
Minus the quarterback.
Maybe they'll get yelled in.
How many times do I need to say, all right, we already ran the promo. We're moving on.
Said 49ers.
Not to you, though. That was only for our guests. Get out of here. So, Golden Tate. My first shot is, I mean, there's one game. So, we've kind of buried the lead, but we weren't going to talk about it. It was Super Bowl. And if you listen to me at all, I'm not going to bet the Patriots. I will not do it. I'm going to take the Rams. I'm getting 2.5 points. Oh, am I going to do this? I'm going to do this. I need Pats Nation, or if you're just a crazy degenerate out there and like to gamble and want to pick the Patriots because you feel like that's what America needs one more time. It's only okay if Brady and Belichick retire. But if that's what they need one more time, I want you to go to GT Bets. Bet your Patriots. I need you to use the promo code Superflex. And then if for some reason the Rams don't win, the first two Patriots fans that use that code and bet that, I'm going to give you $20 from my PayPal account. I'm going to do it.
What?
That's how confident I am in the Rams. Last slash I want Pats fans to tell me I'm wrong. And you get to use promo code Superflex and get a match. Up to $500.
You acted like you had to pay money to a Pats fan for them to tell somebody they're wrong.
I mean, it's Pats Nation. What are you expecting here?
They would have done it for free.
Nope. I'm going to give them money. Could
have got them a sticker.
If when the Patriots win, I'm gonna be so sad.
Probably would have even taken a wristband.
And very drunk at that point. Well, either way, you guys know me. But that's the way I set the bar at $20, because who knows how high that would have gotten. watching that game.
First two.
Just the first two. Because that's how I roll. But Rams, 34, Patriots, 27.
I like it. Go Rams.
This Pats Super Bowl dynasty started with a cheater game against the Rams, and it ends with the Rams. Get out of here, Pats.
Dr. Mill, who you want to win the Super Bowl? You like that bet? What do you think?
You said want to win.
But want to win. Who do I think will win? I think the Pats are going to win. I can't pick against the Pats. But who I want to win.
You want, Dr. Mill?
What I want is the Rams to win. My father-in-law has been a diehard Rams fan since they were in L.A. when he was young. He's a diehard fan, been a diehard fan. He's going to watch a game with us, so I'm going to root with him.
Awesome. That's super cool.
I like it.
So go Rams all around the board. My second shot is not my shot at all. I'm going to pass this shot to our guest, who has something very exciting that I have already joined in. I have not filled out yet. And GT Bets does have 186 different prop bets for the Super Bowl. So, good Lord, if you want to go after you put promo code Superflex in because you think you're going to steal my money and bet on any of those, you should do it. But our boy Dr. Mill has something really cool. So, second shot is to you, buddy. You're up.
All right. So, as you guys that listen to Drink and Swag know, we do Toys for Tots every year. Last year, we raised over $5,500, had a bunch more toys because Jason or Two Drink here was nice enough to bring a bunch of toys from his work, and we made a whole bunch of kids Christmas great. This year we're starting early, we're trying to get money early, so we are doing a Super Bowl prop bet, $5 buy-in. Email my buddy George, PayPal at bftgpodcast@gmail.com. For $5, you'll get a sheet, 25 questions, 2 tiebreakers. The winner is going to get $50 or half, whichever is less. So max winning is $50. But if we only get 15 people, you know, we're going to give you half. But we want you guys to come out, do a bunch of this. Half the money is going to go to all the money that we don't give to the winner is going to Toys for Tots. And we got prop bets like national anthem, how long it's going to be, the coin toss, whether Tom Brady is going to run for more than 2.5 yards. You know, all the good questions. And so come donate $5 for good cause. And we are looking forward to raising a ton more money for Toys for Tots this year.
Yeah, I like that. And you'll be able to play along with us and have some fun while you're doing it, too. And it's for a good cause. Dr. Mill, have you filled one of those out yet?
I have filled mine out. My PayPal hasn't gone in yet, so I haven't submitted it. But yeah, I'm going to be filling one out soon.
So do you know if Third Mike and JC Cheatham, are they playing?
I know Third Mike's in.
And then JC Cheatham, I heard he was going to be. So because I've done this podcast, I haven't checked the PayPal and sent.
Okay, so how would you feel about that being the draft order for you three? For
that will determine, as you order those teams.
For that draft.
I'm down. Whoever does the best.
Yeah.
You guys finish will determine it. Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah. Let's do that. We'll tell them to get on.
You don't get
to
pick anyways, but Swags, me and you, deal.
Yep. That sounds good.
That was perfect.
No, that works great. Yeah. And again, thank you guys for giving me the time on here to talk about it. You guys have been great with Toys for Tots. It's,
Oh man, thank you for all you do. And I mean, your family and George, to anybody that is not privy to the information, we brought up George a couple times. That is Dr. Mill's respected partner. Yeah, that we give a hard time, like as a friend. But I mean, both of them do just great things. So yeah, get with them, follow them, listen to their show. I was gonna say watch it, but man, I'm probably one of the only people that stares at my phone when I'm listening to a podcast.
It's never gonna move, but maybe one day.
Yep.
You imagine this ugly face?
11:21, 11:22, 11:23.
Oh, you're just counting down the time. Yes. Like, is this thing almost over?
So help us out, Super Bowl, Toys for Tots, have some fun too.
Yeah, so we'll get that out there too with the link.
Yeah, we'll put it with the show and all that. And I already blasted it out there one time from my personal account, but we'll make sure to get it out there. Yep, so if you're listening to this, jump in real quick for us. That'd be awesome. And let me know. Give you a shout out. If one of you guys win, shout you out too. Cool. Now, can we get into Scouting Academy? Let me hear it.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
Nice. I heard on the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast when they had the guys from Saturday to Sunday on that one of those guys went through Scouting Academy, and holy crap, listen to that show if you guys haven't, because that dude knows his stuff for sure.
Definitely.
All right, so because it's the off season and I like to try to make some games and have some fun, I was talking with a guy on Twitter who DM'd the @SuperflexPod account. So definitely hit that up. I try to interact as much as I can, and we'll definitely get to your question. But hit me up because we've been talking about some buy low quarterbacks in Superflex and maybe how to go about that. So as I got a little more information from him, I decided that I'm gonna bring this to the show. And I've sent everybody the team of the individual that I'm talking about and the other team that has Matthew Stafford on it. Our boy Steve isn't here tonight. I believe he's in Germany? Russia? I don't even know if we're allowed to say. So none of that is real. I don't know secret where he is. Fuji? Stuff. He's secret in Fuji.
Stuff using Fiji? Secret chicken food.
Fuji apples? That's not a place. Whatever you said. So, Steve, I have Steve's offer here, and so let you guys kind of take a second to get your thoughts together and what you're going to offer from one team to another. And for those of you listening, I'll have some of the players kind of listed when you see the show leak on Twitter, so you can kind of follow along a little bit. But just let's get this guy a quarterback. He said he wants Matthew Stafford. I'm going to pull these two so we can all kind of vote on them and see what's going on and whether you do it. But Steve sent me his initial offer of Cortland Sutton in a 2020 second for Matthew Stafford in a 2024. If I'm a Stafford owner, personally, I don't think I can move it for that. But what do you guys think there? Is that a starting point? If you're looking at these teams here, does that other team feel like it needs a wide receiver and some youth? Let's go to Swags first.
So he's getting what now?
Steve wants to give up. Yeah, Steve wants to give up Cortland Sutton in a 2020 second.
For Stafford.
To get Stafford, basically, in a 2024, I believe is what he said.
Yeah, I'm not doing that at all.
Is that a starting point where you're feeling okay about it? You know what I mean? Like, where we have some movement, or this is a, I'm out unless you come with something else. Like, we're, you know what I mean? Is this an offer where you're like, nah, I'm good, come with something else? You can counter? Let's put it that way.
The Stafford team we have been able to see, and he's not really deep at quarterback either, right?
So the other team that has Stafford
has Watson or Mahomes.
Is loaded another place, but has Deshaun Watson, Drew Brees, and Matthew Stafford. And that is it in this 12-team Superflex.
So PPR. I think you need to at least throw Drew Brees into that, and then maybe Sutton for me to even want to talk to you. And I'm not the Sutton guy. You're talking to the wrong guy to sell Sutton
hold on,
to.
Hold on. Hold on. No.
Breeze is on the team with Stafford.
Wrong team, bro. Take a look at those.
Breeze is on the team with Stafford. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So they are weak at wide receiver. I think the problem here between the two teams.
And our team is strong.
You're going to have to, but you're going to have to get creative because there's a pretty solid cliff.
Correct.
There's a giant cliff from his starting wide receivers to, like, what you'd offer in a trade.
Oh, okay, Super Breeze is here, too. But then he's got Ridley and Marvin Jones and Mike Evans.
Yep, he has some other pieces there, too. That other team is stacked, and just looking at some, you know, some aging quarterbacks outside of Watson with Stafford and Breeze there. Yeah. So.
At that point, though, I think just for me, like, initially, you're a lot higher on Sutton than me, and I'm a lot higher on Stafford than you. It's almost offensive.
Okay. I mean, that was not mine.
I know what you mean. I'm just talking, like, hypothetically.
I can play that side, though. Yeah, I can play that side. That's fine. Let's do it that way. So, you two come at me with an offer, and I'm still sitting with Stafford. I'm going to hold. I need way more from you. That was Steve, so he's not here to defend it. So, Swags, why don't you give me yours? Or Dr. Milkan, since you weren't really sure how to play.
You want me to counter it?
Dr. Mil, come get my Stafford.
Oh, I'm staring at it. Give me a minute.
Swags, are you going to counter?
Because
you were trying to give me Sutton, and I said no way.
Oh, so I have to try to get Stafford with Sutton, and you said no way. I get it now.
That's that right. I don't even know if you're paying attention. That was Steve's offer, and you got pissed off. Yeah. You wanted to move away from it. So Steve, like most other games, doesn't win. Steve's sad. Steve, you got to come better with it. Your head was in Germany, apparently. Fuji, dang it, wherever China.
So I mean, want it to give you my Stafford.
You're trying to get Stafford.
That's what I thought the first time.
Yeah, but you're the team.
I messed you up with the Steve. The Steve threw you off. Leave it to Steve to mess the show up, and it's not even here.
So right. I'm trying to get Stafford.
Cool. Correct. And I'm sitting with Stafford.
From the team with Breeze.
And Deshaun Watson and Stafford. Yes. Those are my three quarterbacks. You are going to have fun editing this one.
I'll offer you, maybe I might do it for like Ridley.
What will you do for Ridley?
I'm like,
Ridley's on the team of Stafford.
This guy. I'm going to keep him.
I'm just like scrolling through these pictures.
And not, I mean, and not trade you. My own player for my other own player. Yes, that seems like a great deal for you, though.
All right. So,
I don't know. Looking at the two teams, don't you think you maybe have to make like a blockbuster?
With my team, I'm taking ownership of the Stafford team and Watson, and I'm sitting on Breeze. I assume Breeze is going to come back next year, but for you to make me move
I'll give you Stafford for Chubb.
I can take Nick Chubb from you?
No, Chubb.
This guy does not understand this game at all. So, Swags, you're in timeout. Go to timeout for a minute.
Well, so do you start throwing around names like Antonio Brown?
So that's the two pieces there, because you do have Antonio Brown and Juju,
right?
If Antonio Brown somehow reconciles with the Steelers and stays there, are you okay with your two wide receivers or your top three wide receivers being Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Devontae Adams? Like, good lord, those three wide receivers are gross. But are you okay with rocking Antonio Brown and Juju on the same dynasty team?
Yeah.
They put up stupid numbers again. So you're fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the piece. Do you wait? And if Antonio Brown has moved to, like we said, say the 49ers or somewhere else, is that your window to go to sell? Or do you like that even more, holding those two guys now and they separate?
I don't feel like I feel like most of the pieces on this team are too pricey to get Stafford, or not enough to like add to Sutton. Like, you have little pieces here and there you could add, but Isaiah Crowell doesn't do anything for me. Same with Deion Lewis and those guys. And then Adams and even Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown's value is down a little bit, but man, it'd be tough to give you Brown just for Stafford.
So this is probably way overpaying, but would you do like Antonio Brown and Chubb for Kamara, Stafford, and another piece?
Okay, so
you got my ear now.
We're gonna have to add something. So Antonio Brown and Nick Chubb, I'll give you back Kamara. So not that those guys are same, but they're within a few spots, I think, with some people that are really starting to buy into Chubb a little bit more. I don't think that gap is huge. And Antonio Brown. So we're at Kamara and Stafford. I'm definitely interested in what this third piece will be for me. What are you looking for here?
I might do something.
Do you want like a what about Ronald Jones or Nyheim Hines? Is that enough to close the gap there?
Oof.
Deontay Foreman. Are you looking for another a wide receiver? Yeah. Robert Foster. Are you buying that? I know Swags, you're into Robert Foster there. I don't know that I'm willing to do Anthony Miller from this team, who's sitting on on the back end here. I kind of like that piece holding on.
And that's what I was gonna. That's just
you
want
to go to you want to go to that
Anthony Miller, yeah.
But you thought he was gonna be wide receiver one next year.
I do, but you don't. It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think.
That's fair. Okay, I see where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, listen, so I'm looking at these teams, and you're not going to be able to get Stafford for bit parts. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at these.
Especially from this team. Like, yeah, you're going to have to
wow. This Watson team is looking pretty good at tight end, too, though, with Kelsey and then Ian Thomas and Mark Andrews.
And your tight end situation is Mike Gesicki. Oh, yeah, you do need a tight end, don't you?
Yeah, you might be able to work something out right there.
Hold on. You figure out that. I'm dealing with Dr. Miller right now. I kind of like where he's at.
Well, I know you do.
You're not really helping the situation here. So you want to do what do you want to do? You want to do Chubb? I'm going to get Chubb and AB from you.
I'm going to get Kamara. I'm going to get Kamara. And I'm going to get Stafford cuz I really want Stafford for some reason. And listen, Swag kind of hit it right.
Yeah, like get Mark Andrews or Ian Thomas thrown in there or something.
Yeah, get a tight end to shore up the tight end position on the other end, on the other side.
So, okay.
It just makes me a bit better.
It fills a need. It actually like takes care of another need. Like it might be more of a need than quarterback for that team.
Yeah. I only have a 2019 fourth this year. You have a 2019 second. I'm going to give you Anthony Miller because I like where my wide receivers can go there. But can I get your 2019 second where I'm hoping to get a quarterback in the Superflex draft? Because I need a third quarterback somewhere. And my second quarterback is Drew Brees.
Blah, blah, blah. Are we getting that tight end or what?
Yeah, I'm liking what Swag said about the tight end.
Okay, which piece are you wanting? What are you wanting?
Well, I mean, I think the price value we're at right now is around Ian Thomas. Mark Andrews, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pick one.
We get to pick. You can pick, Dr. Mill.
Which one do you want?
I like them both. I favor Ian Thomas, but I would be very happy with both of them. I believe in both of them. Ian Thomas, though.
I like Ian Thomas.
If you're giving me my choice.
I need the 2019 second and a 2020 second, and you can have Ian Thomas who'll be the starter. If you want Mark Andrews, I don't have to have the 2020 second. Where do you want to go? Let's do it.
I'd keep the 2020 second and take Mark Andrews because I don't favor him that far.
Yeah, I'll take Mark Andrews.
All right, so your deal is Kamara, Stafford, and Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get Antonio Brown and Nick Chubb. That's a big boy trade.
I think that leaves this team weak at wide receiver now. It creates a new problem.
I don't know. You still have Juju, Devontae Adams.
But you start three, and we've got Josh Reynolds at a flex right now.
You're lower on Cortland Sutton than I am.
Yeah, Sutton's
that's right.
There.
We do have Sutton, and I am lower on him. I didn't like that first trade, but
Aguilar.
Yeah, Aguilar's nothing. Sagalor.
Your star? Sagalor. No, you didn't. Get out of here. It's not even the right letters.
It's happening.
I don't mind that. I kind of like where that's at, though.
If you're really that desperate to get Stafford, you're trading large pieces, right?
Like, I mean, with this team, you're going to have to because of how my, quote unquote, my team is situated, I think.
Yeah.
So is there another way to go here then? You don't like that, or is,
I mean,
you need to go to a different team and look at a different quarterback.
I actually think that at this point, for me, as soon as you went to touching my chub, I want to have it have something to do with Watson.
Well, I already smashed accept on the deal before. I felt you got your tight end. So your quarterbacks are Mahomes, Winston, and Fitzpatrick. So you don't think Fitzpatrick's going to get that gig, even though we kind of thought he, you know, might move on earlier.
He might be in a position to be a weekly starter at some point. You can't bank on him.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
But yeah, that team does kind of need a quarterback.
I mean, listen, like you were saying, we still have a 2019 second. Yeah, so you know, if you're not making this trade, you're looking for a quarterback there.
And you have all your 2020 firsts.
But is that what you quarterback class. Is that what you want to do with Antonio Brown? What do you want to do with Antonio Brown?
Like, I think right now he's a hold. I don't think I move him at all right now.
Corey Davis and 110.
No, for Antonio? No.
Antonio Brown. I'm going to stay.
106. Corey Davis and 106.
Nope.
Listen, I was about to get Alvin Kamara, which I value way higher than Corey Davis in 106. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm throwing Chubb in there, but, like, you know, I'm getting Alvin Kamara and some pieces. Like,
yeah.
So,
you have
Kamara is pretty nice to have in there. Kamara's pretty nice to have in
there. So, yeah.
Chubb?
Yeah.
Over Kamara?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dr. Mill. Is that the same way for you?
No, I have Kamara over Chubb.
Do we buy?
It's close though. It's close. So I mean, absolutely isn't that like definitive, like way above him. But for me, like absolutely, yes.
You hate Kamara, is what you're saying.
Rounds apart.
Fair enough. I'm not sure if that's exactly what I was looking for in my head with this game. So we'll have to tweak it during the offseason, but. I think I had fun and at least kind of talk through some trades. You don't hear that a lot on shows in that manner of trying to go get that guy. I feel like we're either going to have to spend a lot to get what we want, and I'm not sure the value is exactly what we need, and we might be better served waiting to maybe get a quarterback in the draft. And you know what I mean? Are you taking a shot there, or maybe use some of those 2020 picks if you don't want to wait? Maybe move up and grab the Haskins, if that's the guy you want there, you know what I mean? If he goes to New York or something like that, it seems to be the latest buzz.
Yeah, I wanted to play the game and I wanted to see what I could put together to get Stafford, but I think ultimately there the price is too steep. And
for the team pieces that are there, I'm with you.
Right, right. If Stafford's a guy I don't mind going and getting, but you know, you don't want to, you really don't want to give up what you say, big boy trade.
Yeah.
Just because you're after a quarterback like Stafford, right? So
we've talked about buying low on Stafford so far in this offseason, but it is always team dependent, and this seems like a team that doesn't really quite work out for what we're looking for there. And it's basically because of Breeze is that guy, right? Like if I think, you know what I mean, if that's Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck, you know what I mean? This guy's probably much more ready to give, or not give up, but sell Stafford out and take another shot because of those, you know what I mean? That third guy isn't going to make that roster outside of a bye week, even over matchups, you know what I mean? So this might not be the right situation for the buy low on Stafford, and it sounds like a lot to pay to kind of make it happen and everything equal out. I'm interested, and hit me up. We'll talk some more things out and see what happens. Hey, try Steve's trade. See what happens.
Try Steve's trade.
No matter what you do, don't trade your player for your player.
Don't trade a Steve.
Or don't trade. I traded with Steve. Dr. Mill, I'm going to bring it up since we're talking quarterbacks and we're saying the Eagles. Dr. Mill, I gave up a 2020 first and John Ross for Nick Foles in a Superflex league.
That's not a good move.
I got hosed, huh?
Yeah.
My starting quarterbacks are Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers in this league. Well played, sir. I'm gonna crack onto that. I got hosed on that, huh?
Well, I mean, listen, you can bag Eli, but at least it sounds like he's gonna keep his starting job, unlike Dick Foles.
So are we calling that? I don't. Let's make a deal. Target practice. I came up with a bunch of stuff. You guys should help me.
I think we should call it trading with Steve.
Don't. take Steve's trade. I can't wait for him to not listen to make fun of us for that one. Man, this is Dr. Mill, it's always fun to have you on.
Yeah, glad to be on, man.
It's always a good time. I don't know if this is the time. I'm gonna steal your line, but you can plug yourself if you want to.
Yeah,
are we getting out? We
should tell them all your stuff too, and with the all Toys for Todd again, and the
where Super you find Bowl you stuff. Everywhere. Yeah. That new show, I'm very excited about it. I am.
You look excited as you're rocking in your chair.
I cracked my reef donkey. Sorry, I was zoning. Go ahead.
All right. So first and foremost, you can find me on Break from the Grind, bftgpodcast.com.
Do it.
You can find me on Twitter, @FLDrMilbarge. You can listen to us. Hey, there's beer donkey. Thanks to drink.
Reef donkey.
Oh, reef. I'm sorry. Bull donkey. You can find me on Sleeper Wire. We're going to be doing Metal Mock Mondays. We've got a new show coming out called Fantasy Football University. If you got some people that are the tacos of your league, guys that need to learn a little bit about fantasy,
nice.
Yeah, if you got some tacos in your league, you need to come out and have them listen to a Fantasy Football University. We're going to take a brand new fantasy football player. We're going to teach her the ropes, and we're going to turn her into a champion.
My brother needs to listen to that.
He does. And I hear he needs to learn to pay people back too, right?
Oh, snap.
And then most importantly is what we do with Toys for Tots. George and I started a couple years ago on Toys for Tots. We were lucky enough to meet up with you guys, and you guys have been instrumental in helping us too. And we raise money for Toys for Tots every year. And you haven't lived till you see the look on somebody's face when you bring toys for kids. And, you know, I heard some stories this year about, like, a little girl who got a bike from the Toys for Tots place that we donated to, and how that changed her whole Christmas. And so, listen, I'd love for you to PayPal $5 to bftgpodcast@gmail.com. Join our prop bet sheet. But most importantly, if you don't donate to us, donate somewhere.
No, donate to this. We drop $5, $10 on fantasy games all the time. It's $5. It's fun. Put it here. Play with us. It's only $5, man, and it's a good cause. And there's still some prize left at the end of the table.
Yeah, and guys, we are looking to double from 5,500 from last year to 11,000 this year. That's why we're starting early. We're around $600-$700 already this year. So we've got a good start. We're gonna
some stuff. Yeah.
We're gonna be doing some cool stuff around the draft too. We're gonna do a pick'em to see who.
Got that. Yeah.
Yeah. Who can pick the most first round players? Right. No trades. That kind of stuff. We're gonna do stuff like that throughout the year. Just a lot of little things. And then of course we're gonna run our fantasy football leagues again, where there's prizes from one of the auction sites. So, again, thank you for everybody who donates. If you want to donate, it's bftgpodcast@gmail.com. That's our PayPal. Jump into this prop bet and look for other things. And, guys, thank you so much for having me on so I could talk about it.
Oh, man, thank you very much.
Of course, dude. @FLDrMilbarge. Let's get him up. He ain't got the Twitter rep he should.
I'm @DFF_swag.
@FL2DrinkMinimum. You can find the show @SuperflexPod. Hit the trade account @SuperflexTrades.
If you like today's episode, please give us a 5-star review.
I'm taking some control
until
over
next
that.
Time, always be building.
This jugger's just gonna throw music over me while I'm talking. It's like I'm being yanked off the stage. I talk when I want to.
He talks a lot longer when he's got the day off tomorrow.
Yeah. What Oscar did you get? You're getting played off.
I got, man, that'd have been cool if I'd come up with something funny real quick, right?
Yeah.
Put me on the spot.
Maybe one less beer, you'd had it.
Dude, it's that hop slam. It's 10%.
Yeah, that got me good.
12 ounces. Is,
thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast @SuperFlexPod. One of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory.
I just like the end.
So go subscribe to the show and every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate your show.
When do we
that's how the show out more than you know. Help get all your best content that you want to hear. on Twitter. Follow the host, Steve at the Real Palooka, and the two co-hosts, Swag at the Real Palooka, and Food Drink at FLP Drink Cinema. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and tell a friend. We will throw in all the other podcasts on the DF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dicey Trade Day, Dicey Warzone, Daddy Watch, Technology 101, the ID Ad Crusher, Dicey Football Fellas, and the Rookie Gamer Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trade for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBetEU, use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Get fantasy ripped with the Super Flexible Podcast.